As you might have noticed, I talk about a lot of weird stuff, so imagine researching all that. As I end up on all sorts of websites, I use incognito mode. But did you know incognito mode isn't enough to hide your browsing history? All your online activity is still 100% visible to a ton of third parties, unless you use ExpressVPN. Without it, your internet provider, mobile network, and admin of your Wi-Fi, like your boss or parents, can still see every website you visit. To avoid that, ExpressVPN reroutes 100% of your traffic through secure and encrypted servers. ExpressVPN is the best VPN, rated number one by top reviewers like The Verge. It's really easy to use and works on all devices. We can't take our online privacy and safety for granted, and I feel very unprotected without my ExpressVPN. Protect your online privacy today by visiting expressvpn.com/beamazed. That's expressvpn.com/beamazed, and you can get an extra 3 months free. expressvpn.com/beamazed.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
For most of us, the natural instinct to survive is pretty effective at keeping us from serious harm. But for some people, the impulse to carry out acts of sheer unbelievable stupidity somehow overwhelms the rational mind's urge to survive. Without further ado, get ready to be baffled by these people who became real-life examples of natural selection in action.
You're listening to
Be Amazed. As far as humanity's greatest intellectuals are concerned, it's fair to assume none of them have been regular participants in eating contests. But while the whole concept is pretty dumb, one Indian man learned in 2019 that it can also be fatal. After a disagreement took place between the man and his friend in a marketplace in India's Jaunpur district, they decided there was only one way to settle it: an egg-eating contest. With a $30 bet on the table for whoever could eat 50 the fastest, the man began scoffing hard-boiled eggs. But while devouring his 42nd egg, one of the eaters collapsed and fell unconscious and died soon afterwards in the hospital. His body just couldn't deal with the dense load of 42 eggs, which could have weighed as much as 6 pounds. Now that's a way to make an exit. Sorry for that pun, but remember, if you want a really filling breakfast that won't kill you, don't exceed 41 eggs. Another case of eggs gone wrong occurred back in 2006 in Doncaster, England. A man who had a string of convictions for stealing rare protected bird eggs was on the hunt for illicit eggs in a local forest. Spotting what he presumed to be a sparrowhawk's nest, the 62-year-old began climbing the branches of a tree in the hope of something valuable. As he approached the top, however, an avoidable disaster struck. You see, this bird egg bandit had long-standing issues with high blood pressure, which often led to dizzy spells and fainting. Why he'd choose a career that involved climbing up precarious tree branches while battling a tendency to randomly pass out is anybody's guess. But it doesn't take too much guessing to figure out what happened. At the top of the tree, he passed out, plummeting to the ground, breaking his ribs, and having his heart punctured by branches on the way down. Karma was clearly on the bird's side because the egg thief didn't survive. Moving from treetops to human-made heights, you must have seen a lot of high-rise action in Hollywood. And the reason grappling down the sides of buildings is possible in movies is that the characters typically use state-of-the-art equipment that they know they can rely on. Sadly, a 47-year-old man from northern France seemed to miss this important qualifying factor in 2017 when he attempted his own Mission Impossible-style escape. The man had been locked up in his room by his mother to try to control his hard-drinking lifestyle, so he hatched an escape plan. The grounded 47-year-old decided that rappelling down from the 9th-story apartment window would be the best way out. Unfortunately, he didn't have any heavy-duty steel wire available and opted to use a simple Ethernet cable instead. It's unclear what he tried to attach it to, but the makeshift abseiling equipment snapped almost instantly and he plummeted to the pavement below. I guess you can say he had connection issues. On the other hand, his mother's plan worked. He never drank again. Next up, in 2019 in Bengaluru, India, an act of lethal stupidity brought one man's life to a rather heated end. While cleaning out a chimney at his home using petrol-fueled cleaning equipment, the irresistible call of nicotine came a-knocking. Disregarding the common-sense warnings against using naked flames near petrol-fueled machines, he pulled out his lighter to spark up a stogie. Unfortunately, in the process of loading up the cleaning equipment, he'd accidentally doused himself in a considerable amount of petrol. The moment he lit a cigarette, his clothes went up in flames, and within minutes, he'd burnt to his demise. Not only did he die a totally avoidable, agonizing death, the smoke he released probably undid a fair chunk of his cleaning work, too. And it turns out that smoking really does kill. Moving on to another health issue, the obesity epidemic is a very modern problem, arising from our species' transition into the double-edged sword of having a constant abundance of food. But while heart disease and diabetes are typical thoroughfares for the obese, one woman's excessive weight presented an additional fatal issue, one of logistics. When the 30-stone woman from Dorset, England, went into cardiac arrest in January 2016, the medics who arrived were presented with a unique predicament. Because of her weight, it was almost impossible to lug her outside to the emergency vehicles. A long series of proposed solutions ensued, including a suggestion that firefighters remove a window to hoist her down. But before something could be decided, it was too late. Thanks to the unexpected obstacles and delays her obesity caused, the woman died an otherwise preventable death before she could reach a hospital. I know that's very sad, and she didn't do anything in particular to deserve such a tragic ending, but I'll keep this story here as a reminder to look after yourself so you never reach a point in which the help of doctors and firefighters is insufficient. And here's another sad story that can inspire some people to rethink certain philosophies. Of all the things to be skeptical of, the meticulously tested, highly regulated treatments of modern medicine are a very poor choice. While mistrust of certain scientific methods of treatment is often a problem of ignorance and misinformation, it can prove a fatal error of judgment when the only alternative is death. Case in point, after being diagnosed with breast cancer in 2016, a British mother decided against conventional treatments like chemotherapy and surgery. She decided that natural remedies like raw turmeric, iodine-rich brown seaweed, and a vegan diet would be a much better treatment plan. Unsurprisingly, she died in 2019 after the cancer spread throughout her body. It was a heartbreaking story of willful ignorance that left a child motherless. There's nothing funny about this one, folks. It's simply a reminder that science exists for very good reasons, which become clear when people choose to ignore it. Okay, let's lighten up before I start crying.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We've all claimed to be dying from embarrassment at some point after a particularly humiliating event in the public eye, but tripping in the school corridor or accidentally farting on a first date usually doesn't prove to be fatal in a literal sense. For one 69-year-old Florida man, though, a supremely embarrassing episode in 2016 spelled his end. After doing his business in a Walgreens restroom, staff were appalled to find the stall looking like an explosion at the chocolate factory. Staff called him back to the scene of the crime and demanded very publicly that he clean up his awful mess. He eventually obliged, but the sheer embarrassment took its toll. According to his widow, the emotional distress of the incident was responsible for the man's death soon afterwards, and she filed a lawsuit against Walgreens on this basis. Indeed, distress can cause cardiac arrest in extreme cases, and if there was ever a legitimate reason to die of embarrassment, it'd be this guy's bathroom misadventure. It goes to show that if you must leave a mess in a public restroom, have a rapid escape plan prepared. Next up, I'm no aviation expert, but I'd say if you're up in the air and fuel begins to slosh around your feet in the cockpit, you probably have a problem. Unfortunately, one pilot refused to take that specific problem seriously despite the insistence of airport mechanics after he touched down to refuel on a one-man cross-country flight in 2015. Before the appalled mechanics at Missoula International Airport had a chance to intervene, the Bucker Youngmeister aircraft was back on the runway. The pilot insisted that he was in too much of a hurry to carry out repairs and headed straight on to the next leg of his journey. But the plane would reach its final destination even sooner than expected. 10 seconds after takeoff, the plane came crashing back down and exploded in a ball of flames. It only took a glance at the wreckage to be able to guess whether or not the hasty pilot survived. Spoiler, he didn't. When it comes to irresponsible behavior, anything relating to guns lands at the top of the idiot list. But the level of stupidity in this story will blow your mind. While enjoying a few beers in Brevard County, Florida, a man and his friend began playing around with a handgun. After removing the magazine from the gun, the owner wanted to be extra safe and make sure there wasn't still a bullet in the chamber. After all, you can never be too careful. To test this, he jokingly held the gun up to his temple, presumably certain he'd already unloaded it. In lighthearted jest, he pulled the trigger, and with a bang, the party was over. The bright spark was dead by the time police arrived on scene. If there was ever a poster child for gun safety, it'd be this guy. In 2018, a Florida woman learned the hard way that trains don't play fair in a race. While the guardrails were down at a newly built crossing, the lady made a serious error of judgment, deciding she could cross the tracks before the train reached her. But as you probably guessed, guardrails are there for a reason. That reason being, if you cross while they're down, you're probably not going to survive. And that's exactly what happened. The woman and her bike met their end with the train right on schedule. Now let's explore a couple of troubled love stories. Young love is a powerful thing, and if the case of King Louis III of France is anything to go by, even royals aren't safe from its dangerous snares. In 882 CE, at the lustful age of 18, Louis fell for a girl in Saint-Denis on the outskirts of Paris. One day, he spotted her making her way through town and mounted his horse to pursue her. But with his attention totally fixed upon his love interest, he failed to spot the low-hanging lintel of a doorway ahead of him. Moving at speed, he crashed headfirst into the frame and fell, fatally fracturing his skull. He died soon afterwards, proving once and for all that love hurts. After kicking her boyfriend out of her house in November 2007, a Florida woman hadn't hoped to see him on the premises again for a while. But after leaving the house for a few hours and returning, the woman was shocked to see her boyfriend again so soon. Only, he wasn't pleading with her to let him back in. It seemed he'd made the decision to enter the house by any means necessary and failed. You see, he'd tried to enter through the cat flap, presumably hoping to unlock the door. He delved in, got one arm through, followed by his head, and gotten stuck. In this embarrassing position, he died, presumably from asphyxiation, although stupidity hasn't been ruled out as the main cause of death yet. It's pretty obvious that without the right amount of practice and preparation, attempting death-defying stunts can be incredibly stupid and dangerous. For an Indian escape artist by the name of Chunklal Lahiri, an attempt to emulate the greatest masters like Harry Houdini ended in disaster in 2019. Lahiri was lowered into the strong currents of the Hooghly River near Howrah, India, with his hands and feet tied. He was expected to escape and resurface soon after, but onlookers grew concerned after 15 minutes with no sign of the illusionist. He wouldn't resurface until much later when police pulled his lifeless body from the river. Officials stated that Lahiri's cumbersome outfit combined with the strong currents of the river made an escape nearly impossible. Without the necessary preparations, Lahiri seemed to have grossly underestimated the difficulty of the stunt and fell victim to his own ego. Really though, if being tied up and thrown into a river seems like anything other than a bad idea, then stop, get some help. This last story is pretty gross, okay? Hurting yourself as an insurance scam is never clever. But an Italian man achieved maximum stupidity in 2001 with what may be the dumbest money-making scheme of all time. After taking out several policies with different insurance companies, the man had asked his cousin to remove his leg with a chainsaw. He'd hoped to cash in for over $500,000 on the injury with claims of being permanently disabled by the so-called accident. But while the DIY amputation was being performed, extreme blood loss set in, and the would-be fraudster died from his injuries. His cousin, fittingly, was arrested for the psychotically stupid act, and he didn't even manage to sell all the way through. If you want something done, do it yourself, I guess. If you were amazed at these tales of lethal stupidity, you might want to check out our other episodes of the Darwin Award series. Thanks for listening to the podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.